The man who refuses to quit cannot be stopped. My name's Shawn Michael Crane. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. Come on. The man who refuses to quit cannot be stopped. My name's Shawn Michael Crane. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Unstoppable Mindset, the podcast that's going to inspire you to change your life and the world. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane. We're here in beautiful Santa Barbara, California at the HQ. And man, today, you know, I want to kind of recount my journey as a coach, a speaker, and really I want to talk about mentorship and some of the key relationships and mentors that I've had that have helped me on my journey to go from a guy just getting out of prison with nothing but a dream and a passion to serve to a seven-figure coach, speaker, and somebody who's starting to make waves in the online space. So the first coach that I ever had was Will Nelson. I actually met Will Nelson here in Santa Barbara, California. Will, if you hear this, shout out, brother, to you. You changed my life. And that's what mentors should do. They should literally change the trajectory of your life. Like if you're somebody who wants to learn how to make money, you want to learn a skill set, whether it's on social media, on the phones, in person, whatever it is, you want to learn how to grow professionally, having mentors is going to be the way to fast track yourself to success. Because number one, you're going to learn from somebody who already has the results that you want. Number two, they're going to show you what not to do so you don't waste a bunch of time and make a bunch of mistakes. And number three, what you're doing is you're not only investing in who you're becoming, but you're investing in the certainty that good mentors can provide for you. Because a lot of people, they have goals, they have dreams, they have visions. Number one, they don't know what to do to get there. Number two, they're probably not the person they need to be yet, right? Their personal development, their mindset, it hasn't evolved. But number three, people just stop before they get to their result. They quit and give up. That's what having a good mentor or a group of people who have your back will prevent you from doing. They're going to tell you to keep going. They're going to say, no, man, like you're almost there. I went through that same thing. Like I remember it took me longer than I thought too. They're going to give you their own life experience, which creates certainty. So that's what I got when I first hired Will Nelson. I remember when I got out of prison, I was doing in-person fitness coaching. Literally 2 months after I got out of prison, I was already coaching clients in a gym. And I knew that I didn't want to be an in-person trainer. And I started hearing about online coaching. And I knew it was a way to reach more people and to grow. I was just capped at, you know, 8 people, 10 people a day in person. But I knew online, I could reach unlimited amounts of people. I had no idea what online coaching was at the time. I had no idea. And I remember one day, I was at Santa Barbara Roasting Company, and I was drinking coffee, and I was working on something on my laptop, probably just acting busy, right? I didn't have a lot to do at that time between clients. And I saw this guy walking through the parking lot holding up a cell phone, filming a video. And he walked in, and he walked right by me. And I said, hey, what's up, man? Like, what are you doing, inspiring some people on your phone or what? And he goes, oh, actually, I'm a coach. Like, I help fitness coaches and other professionals take their businesses online, and I show them how to scale online. And I said, wow, like, that's amazing. That's exactly what I'm looking for, man. Let's chat. And we just sparked up a conversation right then and there. And it was really cool because Will lived here in Santa Barbara. He lived in my hometown, so he was close to me. I not only could, you know, follow his course and learn his process, but I could ask him questions in person. I can get around him, see how he operated, see how he moved. And that's what I did. I started to build a relationship with Will. And like I said, it literally changed my life. For $5,200, I learned a seven-figure system. Like, this is what happens when you find the right coach and you're willing to invest in yourself. At the time when he told me the coaching program cost $5,200, I didn't have it. I had to go out and find it. But you see, most people in that situation, they would have said, oh, I don't have the money. And that would have been the answer that they believed in. Like, they would have believed it and they wouldn't have done anything about it. They wouldn't have really, you know, went above and beyond to find the money or find a solution. Most people close the door to opportunities in their life over and over and over, and they wonder why they stay stuck. Prison taught me how to be a solution-oriented thinker. And so when Will told me the price, I said, okay, I'm going to get the money, and I'll be reaching back out to you ASAP. I said, I'm going to get the money. Trust me. Like, I had conviction. I wanted to grow. I wanted to pursue my vision. I was going to do it at all costs. And I remember when I actually got the money and I came and gave it to Will, it was in an envelope. It was cash. And it was the day I was going to the hospital with Jessica. My daughter Scarlett was going to be born that weekend. And I went and I gave him the money. I said, okay, my daughter's going to be born tomorrow. They're inducing my wife into labor. I'll reach out to you after. And I actually took my laptop with me to the hospital, like thinking I might have time to start working on my online coaching program, right? I was just so driven and obsessed with becoming the person that I've evolved into today that I was going to do whatever it took every day, like all in. Most people say they're all in, but they're not. When you watch them, when they come across these, you know, forks in the road, they're not all in. Their choices, their actions, you can clearly see that they're operating from fear and doubt, and they're not willing to burn the ships and do whatever it takes. I was. And so when I started working with Will, here's the message I want to share with you from this specific mentor. At the time, I was studying corrective exercise, and in the gym, I was working with a lot of elderly people, and I was just fascinated with the human body. And I was also working with athletes. So I got my corrective exercise specialist certification, which taught you really about how all the tissues, all the fascia, how the body's interconnected, how to prevent injuries, you know, how certain injuries develop over time from a sedentary lifestyle, you know, from at your desk, driving, all these things. And I told Will, man, I want to create like a corrective exercise program that I can market to people, you know, who are older, to help them heal their bodies without getting surgery, without taking prescribed pills and medication like pharmaceuticals. And I told him I had this idea. I had it all figured out, right? I hired him because I knew what to do, right? A lot of people do this. Like, they have the answers and they just need someone to help them, right? Well, I didn't have the answers. That's what I thought I was going to do. And he looked at me, he said, no, you're doing fitness coaching. You're doing fat loss. You're doing, you know, mindset coaching. You're going to help people get shredded. Like, that's what you're going to do. That's what sells. So he corrected my course right then and there, right? I had a vision of where my online coaching was going to go and who I was going to target. And I thought I'd just run Facebook ads and I'd target these people and it'd be $5,000 a pop and I was going to crush it, right? He said, no, you're going to work with people who want to lose weight specifically. Why? Because there's millions of those people out there. Like, everybody is a fat loss client, right? Fitness coaching is the easiest type of coaching to start with and sell if you know what to do. And you really can help people get results. So that was the key takeaway I had from Will. Not only did he teach me a seven-figure system and I built an awesome relationship with him, he taught me everything, really how to, like, the foundation of my online coaching program. But he course corrected me. So that was the biggest takeaway I had from Will. I went into that relationship thinking I knew what I was going to do. And he said, no, you're doing it this way instead. That's what a good coach and mentor is going to do. They're going to show you exactly what you need to do and change to get the results immediately. And so fast forward a couple years, I worked with Will off and on, and I was making multiple six figures. I was hustling. I was doing everything in my business. Like, I never got a 9-to-5. I never did anything else beyond that moment. You know, my wife had Scarlett, and then a year and a half later, she had Preston. I had a whole family to take care of, and I was doing a good job, right? And I was starting to build momentum, but I was still in hustle mode. I was doing all the work, and I wanted to learn how to scale my business beyond that stuck point that I was at. And I went to the High Performance Summit where Bedros Koulian and Wes Watson were speaking. And I had been seeing these guys online. Obviously, they had great results. I love their mentality. I love their message. And I decided to do the 90-day mentorship that they offered after the event. And so getting to work with them and learn from them in person was awesome. And the biggest takeaway I had from that experience was that I already, like, see, at that point, I was posting content. I was getting results. But I wasn't posting every day, all day. I wasn't showing up. And as Andy Elliott says, like, I wasn't burning my audience's eyes out with my message. I was showing up every other day, you know? I wasn't as consistent as I am now. I wasn't as in your face now. And maybe I wasn't as convicted in my message as I am now because I hadn't got the reps and I hadn't got the experience to that point. And so at that moment, I had, you know, almost like a misconception that, oh, you don't want to post too much online. You don't want to be that guy that's posting all day long. Right. And a lot of my coaching clients now say the same thing. Like, should I post every day? I don't want to be that guy. Well, yeah, you do want to be that fucking guy. Do you want to be the guy that they remember because they've seen every day for 60 days straight, multiple times a day? Or do you want to be the guy that they forget about when they're ready to hire a coach? Like, you want to be the guy or woman who's nonstop posting valuable content for your audience all day long to the point where they're either going to block you or hire you to coach them. And that was my biggest takeaway from working with Wes and Bedros. Not only post more content and be in everyone's face every day, but come with more conviction and passion and tenacity. Like, I'm a very passionate person. I'm a very driven person. But working with those guys just lit a fire under my ass like never before. Because I got to see how they operate in real time, and they're at the top. And those guys, they don't fuck around, right? So that sparked a massive, you know, fire inside of me. And I really was able to take off from that point all of half of 2022 and most of 2023. Then I started building out my team. I started hiring other coaches, media and content people, a COO to help me to run my business like a business, not just a side hustle. Like, I want to turn Unstoppable 365 MFR into the number one personal development program worldwide. Okay, not just a side hustle, not just a fitness program, like an organization. So that's when I actually created Unstoppable. I turned it into an S Corp, and I started hiring the right people to help me fulfill the vision. And that's why I started working with Andy Elliott, because at that time I'd seen Andy just blowing up. I first met him at Bradley's office. I was there with somebody who was filming a podcast episode with Brad, and Andy was there with his wife, Jacqueline, and I got to meet him. And after that, him and Brad, you know, joined forces, and I started seeing Andy everywhere. And I loved his message. I loved his values. I love what he represents. He's literally like the epitome of a leader, and he's crushing it. He's on the top right now. And so I knew, like, when it came time to build a team and really evolve into my 3.0 self, that I wanted Andy's mentorship. I wanted to work with him. So I've been working with Andy Elliott right now, and he's helping me to really understand how to build a team, how to lead a team, you know, how to go through that evolution on a personal level, how to be a better man, how to be a better husband, how to be a better father. Like, he's, you know, 8 years older than me. And I'm learning from his experience. I'm learning from the things that he's done, his trial and error. And so the biggest takeaway I'm having from working with Andy is how to build, you know, a world-class organization. Because at this point, I know it's not just about me. And I know that if I want to fulfill the vision that God has put on my heart, I need other like-minded individuals around me. I need to be able to pour into them and train them and coach them and duplicate my passion, my energy, my conviction, my vision in other people. Because iron sharpens iron, and me alone will only get so far in life. But me with 100 soldiers and warriors at my back, and then 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 coaching clients, the ripple effect is immeasurable. You know, we're raising the standards for men throughout the entire country, and the way they parent their children, the way they show up for their wives, the way they show up in their business. You know, that's the message. That's the mission that we're on. We want to raise the standards so that everybody is operating this way. I wouldn't be here today if I didn't have these people who believed in me, who had my back, and who are able to coach me and mentor me so that I could, number one, learn the information I needed to learn. Number two, develop myself so I could actually apply the information at a high level. And number three, be able to gain the certainty and conviction they possess because they were further ahead than me on the journey so that I could take more massive action in my life and expedite my journey and growth. So you guys, if you're listening to this and you want to be a high achiever, you want to crush it in sales, in fitness, in your marriage, you want to be the best version of yourself, you want to make a bunch of money and be successful in all areas of life, you need to have a mentor. You need to have a group of people who are going to push you to take massive action, who are going to push you to grow faster and more than you would on your own. And I'm telling you, when you find your tribe, don't leave. Don't get results and then leave, because you need people that are always there holding you accountable, helping you to climb to that next level. I will always have mentors. I will always have people who are pushing me to be better, because that's how bad I want to be successful.